Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the show is James Knoll. He is the CEO of Mogul Realty Group. Mogul Realty Group is a lifestyle real estate company from the purchase of your home to real estate investing on all levels. And Mr. Knoll, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
My pleasure. It's a pleasure to be on the show, and I'm really excited to chat with you today.
And I am as well, Mr. Knoll, and really do appreciate your time as well. So for starters, tell us, James, where did the interest in real estate begin, or what was the path that led you to real estate? Let's start there.
Yeah, that's a great question. I actually started right out of university. I wanted to get into real estate investing, so I purchased a property and rented out all the rooms to my friends. We had a really fun time. It was almost like I had my own little fraternity house on the go, and everybody paid in the rent, and it worked out really great. And so I thought, hey, you know what? This is a good system. And I ended up buying another property and renting out the property to some other groups of people, and it all snowballed from there.
Always nice to hear the background and how it all came together. Tell us, what makes real estate a great investment from your best perspective?
Yeah, I really enjoy real estate as an investment because I find that it's got a couple of different ways that you can earn net worth for yourself. There's the market appreciation. So as the properties go up in value, there's growth in the value of the asset, which contributes to your overall net worth as an individual. Most of the time when you buy property, there's a mortgage placed on the property. And so over time, the principal of the mortgage gets paid down, which is really great. And then finally, you have cash flow. If you're renting out the property, there's an opportunity to earn monthly revenue just by virtue of renting it out to an individual who pays all the expenses on the property.
Yeah, good stuff, good information, and most helpful. Now, what are some different ways to invest in real estate? I'm sure there's multiple ways, but what are some of the different ways that come to mind?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the most common ways to invest in real estate is actually just purchasing a property and renting it out to somebody, which ends up being, you know, a very basic and standard way to purchase real estate. So that can either be done with residential rental property or commercial rental property. If you like the idea of owning a portion of a rental property, but the idea of being in the business of managing a building and managing a tenant seems like a little bit much, then you can actually buy shares in companies called real estate investment trusts, where it's basically like buying stock in a company, and that company's in the business of owning real estate. Another way that we see very, very commonly here in Canada is what we call pre-sales. And a pre-sale is basically purchasing a property before it is constructed. So this happens in high-rise apartment buildings very frequently in Vancouver and Toronto, where you put a deposit down on a property, it gets built 4 or 5 years later, and in the time that it takes to get constructed, the market grows, and all of that growth is to the benefit of the purchaser. A final way of investing in real estate is something that's a little bit more active. It's more of a business activity, but basically you are purchasing and flipping or developing, which means buying a property where there's an opportunity to improve it through renovation or construction, doing all of the work to renovate or construct, and then selling the property when it's all completed for profit.
Well, I'm sure you've excited someone listening in today. Today we are joined by Mr. James Knoll. He is the CEO of Mogul Realty Group, a lifestyle real estate company from the purchase of your home to real estate investing on all levels. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Knoll, moving on, what would be some good first steps for someone to take if interested in real estate? They're just wanting to get into the space. What's your best advice there?
I would say if somebody's really, truly interested in investing in real estate, it's a good idea to at least get a baseline understanding of some of the key fundamentals of how to invest in real estate. So there's lots of really great books out there that explain some of the different concepts of real estate investing. It also pays to talk to your lender, banker, mortgage broker, mortgage officer, whatever you call it, and see where you stand in terms of your borrowing power. Often people don't even realize that they could potentially be in line to buy a revenue property, and they have the ability to do it at their fingertips already.
Another question along these lines, what does someone need to have to invest in real estate?
Well, the easiest way to invest in real estate is to have the available borrowing power and the available funds to do that. Now, that's not necessarily within reach for everybody, but there are definitely a lot of people out there who have some equity in their property that they currently own, or who have a diversified portfolio of assets and they've got a little bit of cash that they can redistribute. And, you know, based on their income and employment, there's an ability there to be able to purchase a second property. So for anybody that, you know, owns a property right now or has a decent portfolio of assets and has a fairly comfortable job, chances are you can get approved to purchase a property with a mortgage. Now, if that's not necessarily within reach, but someone who has some available cash, that's where pre-sales make a really good option, because you can invest your cash in a pre-sale and make a really healthy return on investment in that way. Finally, the real estate business is very diverse, and business partnerships are a huge part of the business. And so for someone who's very, very dedicated and interested in doing a real estate project, there's tons of opportunities to put all of the work and effort associated with bringing a deal together, and then finding an investor partner who has the available cash and borrowing power, but not necessarily the available time and inclination. So similarly, you know, a good example would be opening a restaurant. Sometimes you have a chef who knows everything there is to know about doing the restaurant. You've got a financial backer, angel investor who puts in the money needed to open the restaurant. They partner up and voila, you've got a restaurant. Real estate's no different. We've got lots of opportunities where somebody who knows or has access to a really good real estate deal brings the deal together. And then someone who has the available capital, they partner up and make it happen.
Mr. Canole, really appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of Mogul Realty Group. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to make us aware of as we conclude?
I would say real estate's a great way to diversify your portfolio. And so for anybody who's been curious about real estate investing and you just don't know where to start, I would say put in the effort to start educating yourself and exploring real estate options out there. You know, we exist in the Western Canadian market, but everywhere in North America, there's real estate opportunities. And, you know, if you're an investor and you've got stocks, mutual funds, maybe some cryptocurrency, maybe ownership stake in a few small businesses, real estate's a great way to add another level of diversity to your portfolio to create a stronger financial picture for yourself.
Once again, I have no doubt you've motivated someone tuning in today. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get more information on Mogul Realty Group, where's the best place online to do so?
Yeah, we are very easy to find online at www.mogulrg.com. The RG stands for Realty Group, so mogulrg.com.
And of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast, especially for those mobile listeners tuning in today. Again, it is mogulrg.com. Mr. Canole, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's been a pleasure to be on the show, and I hope everybody out there is having a great day.
Again, thanks for your visit, and you have a great day yourself. We've been speaking with Mr. James Canole, the CEO of Mogul Realty Group, a lifestyle real estate company, from the purchase of your home to real estate investing on all levels. And again, for all the details, visit mogulrg.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio.
To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.